This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. As of last night, Vincenzo Vinny Carraza no longer holds any authority as Bethel City Manager. The Bethel City Council relieved him of any duty for the remainder of his time of employment and also voted to hire attorneys and accountants to investigate how personnel and finance have been handled by the city administration. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
When City Manager Vinny Carraza submitted his resignation on August 18th, he originally planned to stay in his position until October 9th. However, a week after his resignation, he went on personal leave, a move earlier approved by the City Council. That would have put Carraza back in charge for a while after he returned. Councilmember Hugh Diment said that schedule would not be in the best interest of the city.
I think the idea of the City Manager being on leave and then coming back for 3 weeks is nonsensical.
So the city voted to take Carraza's powers away, effective immediately. He will be placed on paid administrative leave following his personal leave so that he remains a city employee until his chosen end date of October 9th. That way, he hits 6 months of service with the city, and he only has to pay back 75% of his $20,000 relocation bonus rather than all of it. Aside from considerations for the departing city manager, Diment said he was thinking about Bethel residents.
I think it actually does protect the citizens of Bethel the best. It reduces chances of litigation, and it allows us to get someone in place really immediately.
City Clerk Lori Strickler is currently filling in the city manager's immediate duties, with a plan to find a longer-term replacement soon. Council members chose to advertise a position for 3 weeks, after which they'll choose an acting city manager. At the same time, the city will rehire executive search firm GovHR to find a permanent replacement. Council members went this route because it often takes months to find a permanent city manager. It took almost a year to find Carraza. The council concluded the meeting with an action to hire attorneys and accountants to look into the city administration's handling of personnel matters, general finance, and the management of its CARES Act funding. The idea is to use CARES Act money to pay for the investigation. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Just over 2 weeks have passed since two Bethel courthouse employees tested positive for COVID-19, and no new cases have emerged among the 10 other courthouse workers who were also tested. Candace Duncan is the state's court administrator for the area.
The two employees that had tested positive are doing okay.
Duncan says both employees are Bethel residents who came into close contact with a local person who had also tested positive for the virus. She also says the two employees who tested positive had no close contact with any members of the public 48 hours before receiving their test. Courthouse employees are considered essential workers under state regulation. Any employee who leaves the state is required to have two negative COVID-19 tests or quarantine for 14 days before returning to work. Bethel Courthouse employees who leave the region but remain in the state are not required to get tested or to quarantine before returning to work. But Court Administrator Duncan says they are asked to take precautions.
When they return back to their home court location, then we're asking them to minimize their interactions with other coworkers when they return and, you know, just be aware, you know, kind of self-monitor for symptoms.
Around the time the two courthouse employees tested positive, so did three workers at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center, Bethel's state-run jail. No new cases have emerged from that facility either. State Department of Corrections spokesperson Sarah Gallagher says dozens of staff and inmates were tested following the results. She would not say whether the three employees who tested positive were Bethel residents. Gallagher says all corrections employees must follow Alaska travel mandates. Those mandates do not require testing for those who travel outside the region, so long as they do not leave the state. If they do leave the state, testing or quarantining is required. Meanwhile, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is urging all employers to have all workers who travel outside the region to get tested for the virus at the Bethel Airport. Lastly, Alaska has the go-ahead to operate the Pandemic Electronic Benefit Transfer, or Pandemic EBT, that helps families offset the cost of food their children would otherwise eat at school. The federal program is offered to families who also use SNAP benefits, but families who don't qualify for SNAP can still apply for Pandemic EBT. The deadline to apply is August 31st. Mail-in forms were sent out August 20th, but families can also apply online or by phone. Text PEBT to 907-891-8913 or call 907-222-3119. Again, that's text PEBT to 907-891-8913 or call 907-222-3119. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdoon coming up.